The event is on August 6th at Randall's Island, field number 6. This is under the bridge of our tribal bridge. It's a beautiful place close to the river. It's on Randall's Island, August 6th. It's the whole day from 11 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We will be having fun. It's a family event. Everything for everybody in the family.
What has made you decide to have this family event for Zimbabweans, and where are the Zimbabweans coming from?
I know it happens all over, but in New York, I think it's a little worse. It was Pastor Tembo's idea last year, and we thought we should bring Zimbabweans to be united. Mandebele, Mashona, Makalanga, Mandau, just come together to be united for once, just to be happy. We're providing all the food for free because we want Zimbabweans to be united. We want Zimbabweans to show the world that we can be united. Even if we belong to different parties, different churches, we can be united. It's all about unity. A lot of us, little cliques, here, click up. Even those who are in the churches, always finding fault in one another. We're saying this day, forget about your church, forget about your political affiliation. Just come out and enjoy. Let's speak Shona, let's speak Ndebele. Let's just enjoy the music. DJ Tau is going to be there with all music from all over, old school, new school, you know, future school, whatever you want to call it. Come out and just enjoy.
Why is it important, do you think, for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, especially there in the New York area, for them to come together and have this family day?
Listen, we belong in this country, but we don't belong in this country. We are Zimbabweans. Even our children, even if they are born here, they are Zimbabweans at the end of the day. And it's important, you know, right now we are always crying over the situations back at home. You know, we have to find a common ground to say, you know what, let's just come together and just fellowship and just be happy and cry together and be happy together for just one day. For one day, just come in and just unite and be together. There's so many things that are happening. A lot of people come to me and say, Shaka, what's going on with your country? You know, and I can't explain what's going on in Zimbabwe. It's very difficult. I just came from Zimbabwe in December. I can't explain to anybody who doesn't understand, but my Zimbabweans understand. People from Bulawayo, Konangale, you know, people from Mashingo, wherever, you know, Kwamtare, you know, they understand what's going on in Zimbabwe. So when we talk, we speak the same language. In other words, we understand what's going on. We understand what's going on, what has been going on for the last 36 years. We understand that. You can't explain that to somebody who is not from Zimbabwe. Some of them actually like the people who are ruling Zimbabwe because they don't understand, and some people don't like them. And we do understand. We understand the political situation in Zimbabwe. We do understand it, but foreigners don't.
So do you have any initiative that you do collectively as this Zimbabwean group that's meeting?
To be honest with you, we started this from the church. We said, listen, let's just love people. Let's just forget about bringing them to church. Let's just love people. Let's just do something amazing for the people, just for the love of the loving Zimbabweans, their friends and their families. I know there are a lot of them who are not from Zimbabwe, but they are friends. Right now, we have soccer teams that are coming from Zambia. No affiliation, nothing. Just loving people and saying, come out and enjoy yourself. No stress. Come and distress